Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Natalia. John here with Legal Intake, and I have Alexis Gates for the Depot Provera case. And
okay.
It is a new claim for her.
Perfect. Thank you, John.
All right. Alexis, I have Natalia on the line for you, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, Natalia.
Hi, Alexis. Can you hear
Hi,
me okay?
Alexis.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. I'm on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And just to confirm, have you gotten an attorney to help you with the filing a claim?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or have any surgeries?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I did.
You did? Okay. What was the name of the facility where you were treated?
For the surgery or for the injections?
For the surgery.
It was the UAB Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama.
Uh-huh. UAB Hospital, okay, in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm just going to look it up really quick to grab the address. Or do you have the address by any chance?
Yes, it's 1802 6th Avenue South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35233.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Just want to make sure I have the right one. And is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you were diagnosed there and treated there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Do you have the name of the doctor that treated you or diagnosed you?
Dr. Elizabeth Fuller is the one who gave me the injections, the one who treated me for the tumor. His name was Dr. Anthony Nichols, I think.
Uh-huh.
He was a neurosurgeon.
The neurosurgeon, okay. Dr. Anthony, mm-hmm. That's A-N-T-H-O-N-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you said Nichols. Can you spell that for me?
It was Nicholas, N-I-C-H.
Uh-huh.
O-L-A-S.
O-L-A-S. Okay. Dr. Anthony Nicholas. Okay.
Nicholas, yes.
All right. And then what was the name of the doctor that gave you the injection or prescribed it?
That was Dr. Elizabeth Fuller. I think she was a nurse practitioner.
Okay. All right. So Elizabeth Fuller, is that last name F-U-L-L-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And what was the name of the facility where you got the injection?
That was the University Medical Center. That address is 850 Fifth Avenue in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's 35401.
35401. Okay. And that was, you said University
yes,
Medical Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. All right. And then, so you took the injection in the medical center. You never went to a pharmacy?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And previously, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And then for the meningioma diagnosis, what date were you diagnosed?
Oh, I might need to go get the rest of my papers real quick.
No problem. Take your time.
That's fine. One second. I know it was in October. I just want to give you the right date.
Mm-hmm.
That is October 9th of 2023.
October 9th of 2023. Okay. And
yes,
what is your date of birth, ma'am?
7/17/1997.
7/17/1997?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And besides yourself, do you know anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera?
Not that I know of right now.
Not right now, okay. And now I'm going to ask a few questions about the usage of Depo Provera. So did you use the injectable, the brand name, the contraceptive of Depo Provera?
Well, yes, the injections, yes, ma'am.
Injection, okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And when did you start taking it? What year?
2019, I think it was the month of May.
May of 2019, okay. And when was the last time that you took it?
I started receiving those injections September of 2023.
September, okay, of 2023. And
mm-hmm.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your full first and last name. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, ma'am. It is C, as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I have your phone number here. Is this your cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yes. Okay. It's the 662-364-8102?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then I do have your email. I have alexiscgates97@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to work with the attorneys that we work with. So at the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to them, to the attorneys, to work on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. It's okay.
Okay, perfect. And then are you able to open text messages and email through your phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I'll send that over at the end here. And for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
426-834-164.
4164, okay, perfect. And let's see here, we do have medical information. Do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide to them later?
No, I do not have a copy of those.
No, okay. Is there a way that you can request them later?
Yes, I could get them and be able to send them over.
Yeah, okay, perfect. We just want to make sure that they are available at the medical facility. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah,
and then
they
still have them. Okay. And then what is your full mailing address?
I just moved here to this apartment, but I think it's 1800 mm-hmm. Lynx Boulevard. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405. Would you like my apartment number as well?
Yes, please. Uh-huh.
I'm in building 3400, apartment 12.
Okay. Building, let's see, 3400, you said?
Yes, ma'am, apartment 12.
Apartment 12, okay. All right, thank you for that. Just to make sure everything's okay. Accurate here. And let's see. Okay, so you were prescribed the Depo Provera. You took the injection at University Medical Center, and you were treated at UAB Hospital, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. All right, and then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that we can continue. So if we can't reach out to you, we'll reach out to them so that they can get a hold of you. For that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I have someone that lives with me.
Lives with you, okay. And what is their relationship to you?
They're my friend.
Your friend, okay. And their phone number?
1205-872-9423.
Okay. I heard 205-872-9423.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Oh, they're just my friend. It's nothing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did ask that already. I meant to say, what's their first and last name? I'm sorry.
Zacina, I'm guaranteed you not spell that right. McCullum, Justina McCullum.
Okay. Justina, is that J-U-S-T-I-N-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then spell the last name.
McCullum is M-U-L-L-U-M. That's how she spells her. McCullum.
Uh-huh. M-U-L-L, what else?
I-U-U-M. That's how she spelled hers. I don't know why. It's weird.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let me repeat it. M-U-L-L-I-U-M?
Yes. McCullum.
Millum. Okay. Justina Millum. And
yeah. Okay.
So they live with you. So it's the same address here. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then that's it for the questionnaire here. So what I'm going to do next is I'll send you over that electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay, no problem. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay.
All right.
You're on speaker now.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to send it over to your email, and they'll also send you a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up.
Okay. Okay, I received the first message.
Okay. All
okay,
right.
Do I agree with this?
Yes, so it'll ask for permission to use electronic documents. You can just agree to that.
Okay. They sent the envelope to the email. Continue that, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it's pretty easy. I think they'll highlight everything for you that you have to sign. It's a
yes,
few
ma'am.
Initials and
mm-hmm.
a few signatures. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just finished it.
Just finished. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did get the notification. So it looks like everything is signed. You'll get another email with a copy of everything that you signed. So you'll have that for your records. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And Miss Alexis, that's it for this call today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. So I'm your step one in the claim here. The next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive and process the information. Then they'll
okay.
call you back. They'll do a case verification call. They'll let you know what to expect next and if they need any more information, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, ma'am. I'm going to send you another text message with the phone number of the law firm so you can save it in your contacts, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.